ability to quickly determine the temperature of a part without any disassembly is a wonderful aid when things go wrong. All it requires is an infrared non-contact temperature gun. In some cases, heat will be an indication of a problem, while in others, it will be a lack of temperature. Engine misfire. To determine which cylinder is misfiring on either a gas or diesel engine, measure the temperature as close to the exhaust port of the cylinder head as possible. Compare this reading with the other cylinders. If the cylinder is not burning the fuel, it will be cooler than the others. Confirmation of engine coolant gauge. Measure the temperature at the sending unit for the gauge. It should read within reason of the gauge. If not the sending unit, gauge or wiring is the problem. Engine oil temperature. Shoot the oil pan and, if possible, the oil filter. There will be a small amount of heat loss, but it will be close enough for diagnostics. Blockage in radiator, intercooler, oil cooler, or heater core. Follow the liquid or airflow into the heat exchanger. It should drop in temperature as it travels through it. Look for either excessively high or low temperature spots to find the blockage. Excessive brake drag. Measure the drum or rotor temperature to find the dragging brake shoe or pad. Stuck thermostat. When stuck closed, the temperature will be high on the engine side of the thermostat and low on the outlet. If stuck open, it will be almost the same on both sides of the flow in and out. Tires. When balancing tire pressure on a machine that is in the sun, keep in mind that for every 10 degrees Fahrenheit change, the pressure is skewed by 1 psi. For example, the ambient temperature is 60 degrees and you want 32 psi in all tires. The temperature of the tires in the sun are 90 degrees. Those will need to read 35 psi on the gauge to be 32 psi when they drop to 60 degrees. Bearings. A bearing will run hotter when it is starting to fail. Find a noisy bearing in any machine by taking its temperature. The possibilities are endless if you apply just some American farmer ingenuity. I'm Ray Bohax from the Idle Chatter Podcast, heard on the Global Ag Network.